الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يضلل الله فهو المهتدي ومن يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون. فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم، ومن يدعو مع الله إلها آخر فلا برهان له به، إنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الإيمان. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Mulk, like I will mention later in my khutbah, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. He is the one who created death and life in order to test which of you is best in deeds. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ And he is the Almighty and all-forgiving. My dear respected brothers and elders, every single one of us should educate the soul. Every single one of us should purify it. Every single one of us should correct it. Every single one of us should preach the right words. And first of all, to preach it, we need to preach it to ourselves, to our heart. Everyone's gonna die one day. Everyone is gonna die one day. Everyone is gonna stand in front of the Almighty. Everyone is gonna answer one day. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhi salatu wa taslim said to the Sahaba ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, I wouldn't be able to change anything of your deeds. Oh Fatima, yourself. And Fatima was his closest daughter. Said, yourself, you'll have to work for that day. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this, and when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us this message, so it means we need, first of all, to purify our soul and to preach the right words. And the first thing, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. The first sentence that we should preach to our soul and teach our soul is وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, I told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship your God, رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Till the certainty. What certainty? Death. يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Teach you people, the people of your ummah, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُونَ. One day you have to go. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. One day they'll have to go. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was praying Salatul Asr. After Salatul Asr, he turned around and after his azkar as an imam, when he finishes, he goes, he told the Sahaba ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, from today, after 100 years, from today, after 100 years, whoever's here won't be here anymore. From today, Muhammad said, after 100 years, whoever's alive today, all over the world, no one will remain. أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ. Average age of my community, of my ummah, is between 16 and 17. قَلِيلٌ مَا يَتَجَاوَزُهُنَّ. 60 was 70, Afwan. 16 was 70, 60, 60. Death is never mentioned in a small matter without making it greater. Never in a large matter without making it less. Never in a small matter without making it greater, and never in a greater matter without making it insignificant. What does he mean by that?
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his last 5 days, what did he say in his last khutbah? He said, one servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was given the choice to remain or to meet his Almighty. That servant chose to meet Almighty. He was really ill. He was really ill. But meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. So that illness from where he died, he passed away, was something small. And whenever something small happens to us, for us, death is big. If someone was to have a fever, a little fever, and sometimes some people like, just got 3 days ill, 2-3 days, next day you hear he's not amongst us anymore. He never had anything. What happened to the brother? What happened to the sister? Something small, a little fever. And the next day is not there. Someone who's 35, 36, maybe 40 years old. You're not even expecting him to go. A little fever. He was admitted to hospital. Something small. Oh, he's gone. That makes maut and death something big. But when someone is struggling, when someone is suffering, when someone, the doctors tell them, your days are counted. If that person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that person is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that person adored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and followed the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all his life, for him death is just a bridge to the afterlife, to the enjoyment to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu got ill, fever, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, he was gone. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to him on Sunday. He goes, Wallah inni ashtaqu li liqa'i Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was really ill, and he even told them, I don't think so, I'm going to come up from this. So choose any companion whom you want him to lead the leaders. Choose for yourself Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he was really ill, just about to talk. And the sentence he said, Inni mushtaq. I'm missing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm looking forward to meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the afterlife. For him, maut is something small. For him, maut is something small. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, we asked him, they've poisoned him, and they told him, there is a medicine that might cure you. He goes, no. I want to meet my Lord. I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've had enough of this life. At 39 years old, for him, maut was something normal. He called his kids and he said, in the nearest meaning, there is two things. I might give you wealth and I will end up in Jahannam. I'll leave you how we are now, poor people. I will enter Jannah. I will rather enter Jannah and leave you how you are. Wafaqakumullah, razaqakumullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you. You may go. Where are they going out? They hear him saying, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ The afterlife. دَارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا is for those people. لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا Those ones who do not like, not arrogance, ego, وَلَا فَسَادًا and bad deeds. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Righteous people, they're the one who get the right reward. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ For them, death, something normal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do test people in their last breath. He does test them. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I've never seen someone struggling ill in his last breath like I've seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِرَفْعِ الدَّرَجَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. Before him, there's something small. That's a little bridge towards the life of the hereafter. Therefore, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a gathering while they were laughing. They were laughing loud. So he said, remember the destroyer of pleasures. اذكروا هاذم اللذات الموت وأظنه قال The Sahabi Anas radiallahu ta'ala said, I think he said, for no one remembers it in a difficult life without making it spacious. And no one remembers it in a comfortable life without making it narrow for him. If someone struggling, going through a hard time, we talk about dunya, but he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He prays his five times salah. He respects the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's something normal. It's just one step like the others. One test like the others. Someone who's enjoying life, but is not listening to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not listening to Qala Allah, Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not follow Qala Allah, Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's heavy. It's heavy on him. Death is a secret of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his makhluq, in his creation, which highlights all his creation. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every soul has a test of death, but you will get your rewards on the day of resurrection. Whoever is moved away from Jahannam and enter paradise, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them, he has passed his test, and the worldly life is nothing but enjoyment of arrogance. I've got this much, I earned this much, that's what I have. What do you have? What does he have? If you want to compete yourself, let's compete each other's on ibadat, on adoration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me guarantee. Dunya, Allah has given you guarantee. No space for competition. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, build your Jannah. Sahaba used to compete. Ghazwa Tabuk. Aam al-Usra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it. Tongue dusty. Hardship. The year of hardship. Umar ibn al-Khattab said that year was a really tough year for everyone. And Allah subhanahu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we need to travel. So we need some help, we need some sadaqah. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, I was well off, wealthy, I was there. Abu Bakr Siddiq was going through a hard time. I said, this is the time for me to beat Abu Bakr Siddiq, to come ahead. He came with half of his wealth. Just imagine if he had 100,000, he came with 50 grand. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu just came with a little bag. You say he had 2,000, he came with a full 2,000. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes, Ya Abu Bakr, Ya Umar, what have you left behind? He goes, I've bought half, and I left half for my family. Abu Bakr Siddiq, what have you left behind? Allahu wa Rasuluh. Ya Rasulullah, have you left anything? Allah and His Prophet. That's competition, ibadah. They compete with each other. They love each other. They respect each other as brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed us dunya. نحن نرزقهم وإياكم. وقال ونحن نرزقكم وإياهم. We will provide for you, you and your descendants, your kids, as long as you live, we will provide. But what is your duty here? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever is moved away from Jahannam and enter paradise. That's your duty in this life. Get ready for the life hereafter. And the belief of a Muslim in death is that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah in his creation. Sunnatullahi fi makhluqatih. And his destiny and his land and heaven. And that the makhluq himself doesn't know, does not know the time and when will he come. When the death will come and knock on his door. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the soul of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِلُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ Every single one has an end. Every single thing. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان Even angels have to die one day. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Once when they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Angel says, لَسْنَا بِنَفْسِ لَسْنَا بِالنُّفُوسِ Every soul should test death. We're not made of soul. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَان Every single thing besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to end one day. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور Blessed is the one in whose hands rest all authorities and he is most capable of everything. He is the one who created death and life in order to test which of you is the best indeed. And he is the Almighty and all forgiving. My dear respected and brothers, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم to test us. So when there's a test, there's two types of answers. Right answers, wrong answers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us in this life. Some people will do good, some people will do bad. The people who have done good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. The people who have done bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, is aziz, is strong. Your ego wouldn't harm Allah Azza wa Jal. Your bad deeds wouldn't harm Allah Azza wa Jal. Your good deeds is good for you. And when you'll commit sins, you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by your side, tolerant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be tolerant with us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us, all of us, in this life. And the La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Ma'al Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, we pray your sunnah. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله يقول الله تبارك وتعالى أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم رب العرش الكريم المسلمون اليوم موقفهم من الموت والاستعداد له على صنفين فالصنف الأول هم أهل الغفلة وهم أكثر الناس قال تعالى اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون فنتج عن ذلك فساد الحياة وظهور الصراعات بين البشر وضعفت القيم النبيلة وساءت الأخلاق في النفوس وارتكبت المحرمات وسفكت الدماء واستطال الإنسان في عرض أخيه وماله وقلت الألفة والمحبة وحل محل ذلك التقاطع والهجران ورد في الصحيحين عن عمرو بن عوف الأنصاري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوتي بمال من البحرين جزية جاءته من البحرين فعلم بذلك الأنصار فوافوا صلاة الفجر مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما صلوا معه صلاة الفجر جاءوا فسلموا عليه فتبسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حين رآهم وقال أظنكم سمعتم بالمال الذي قدم من البحرين قالوا نعم يا رسول الله فقال لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبشروا وأملوا ما يسركم فوالله ما الفقر أخشى عليكم ولكن أخشى أن تبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم إذن بسط الدنيا يتبعه غالبا التنافس عليها ثم الهلاك من أجلها ويذهب الإنسان صريع الدنيا وشهيد الهوى بل رأينا جرأة عجيبة على حدود الله وصيرا في طريق المعاصي والشهوات وتهاونا بالفرائض والواجبات وظهر الاستكبار في الأرض والظلم والعدوان فترى المسلم يظلم أخي المسلم ويعتدي على ماله والجار لا يأمن جاره والمسلم والمسؤول لا يؤدي واجبه والمؤتمن يخون في أمانته
وظهر الجبن والخوف والنفاق وموالاة الأعداء ظنا من هؤلاء أن هذا العمل سيكون سببا في نجاتهم وبقاء ملكهم. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. يقول تعالى: الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر وإلى الله عاقبة الأمور. عباد الله، فأكثروا رحمكم الله من ذكر الموت تستقيم حياتكم، وتوبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة قبل نزول الأجل، وأحسنوا العمل وزوروا المقابر واعتبروا بحياة أهلها فإنها تذكركم بالآخرة. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مسلف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وانزكيها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. ربي اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Fill in the gap, brothers. جزاكم الله خير. Fill in the gaps before إقامة. حفظكم الله. Fill in the gaps, brother. جزاكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك صلي اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك
Gracias. Thank you.
كامل شان
Il donne, il y a ses lèvres. Attends, 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 attends